1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us here on the KVU Sutherland studio line, brand new Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stachini joining us here today.
Pauline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing all right. How are things settling in for you here at the library since you were named here a few weeks back?
So far, so good. Lots of things to learn, lots of people to meet, so excited.
It sounds like you're going to actually have the community coming to the library here. I think it's Thursday for a meet and greet.
Yep, that's right. It looks like we are on for December 1st from 4 to 6.
Okay.
Public is welcome to stop in and say hello and meet your new Emporia Public Library Director again. That's 4 until 6 on December 1st, and December will be here before we know it.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It is go time, and once we get into late November, early December, Pauline, we think about Santa, and might he be close to the library here this weekend?
I think so. Saturday morning, he'll be stopping in for breakfast at 9 a.m.
Okay. What else is going to be taking place at the library, and how long are you going to be open here for Breakfast with Santa here this weekend?
So Breakfast with Santa, is going to be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and kids are going to be welcome with their caregivers and families to grab a continental breakfast, enjoy some live music, some crafts, and, of course, to take some pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus, our Polar Express train, or, of course, the storybook tree.
Nice. So basically, it sounds like we're, maybe back to the traditional flow here with Breakfast with Santa, and, you know, had to make some adjustments here for COVID-19. But how, given this is your first year here with us, Pauline, how pleasant is it to have an event getting back to the pre-pandemic flow of things, even though you haven't been around to see what was here pre-pandemic?
You know, I've heard about last year's Breakfast with Santa, or even the year before, and it was more of a drive-through event, and I know COVID changed a lot for a lot of people, but everyone here is so excited to be back in person, to take those pictures, to see the train in the library, and I love seeing all these events taking place in person.
Talk about this, too, because, I mean, I'm assuming the library is all decked out for the holidays. How busy does the library get during the, well, how busy do you expect the library to get, I guess, here during the holidays?
So we are getting decked out. We're starting this week to really amp up, get ready for that Breakfast with Santa as far as decorations go. I don't know how busy we'll be. I think we have a lot of really great events that are going to bring people in. So Breakfast with Santa, our laser tag, our Lego Master Builders. But I also know that there's a high chance we're going to have some really cold weather, and people might want to stay warm and cozy at home. So I think our events will bring a lot of folks, but might see things slowing down just a little bit.
Well, Pauline, talk about the laser tag. What's that all about?
So we have been doing a bi-monthly, and bi-monthly meaning every other month, laser tag for kids grades 6 to 12. It's an after-hours event, and the library is all dark. We've got these great laser tag guns and the laser tag shields, and kids kind of get free range of the library to kind of, you know, get out some of their wiggles and have some fun.
That sounds like a good time to be had by all. And you mentioned here about the cold weather, and this is really, I guess you could call it book season. You know, once it gets cold and things start. Let me just ask you, Pauline, kind of what's your, for folks that haven't met you yet, maybe they're planning to come down Thursday, what's your thought process on what a library's role is, you know, regardless of the season, whether it's book season now or maybe throughout the course of a given year? What's the library's role in helping a community out?
You know, I think the library's mission that is everywhere on our website really is timeless, because that is what libraries are for. We're here to provide access to informational, educational, and recreational materials, whether that's here in the library with laser tag for our teens, whether it's access to a computer in the library, whether it's books that you can read at home on your device without even stepping foot outside. You know, the library is here to support those educational and learning goals.
You know, one of the things that, and I want you to kind of expand on, you know, one of the talking points that you and I kind of developed when you first interviewed for the job was kind of what everybody sees as the library director's role versus what it actually is. And I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, kind of, you know, that, you know, folks see the librarian in one way, but you're really much more connected to the community than just person in the corner telling everybody to shush.
I think the day of quiet libraries is kind of behind us. I know some folks really value that quiet space to study, and thankfully this building has so many great spaces that you can just kind of set up to do that work. But libraries are really about providing resources and help to the people that need them. And one of our greatest resources here at the Emporia Public Library is our staff and their expertise and their ability to help folks. So as far as my role is concerned, I'm here to listen to the community about what is needed and what is wanted and see how the Emporia Public Library can fit into their lives and make them even better.
All right, so a big weekend coming up. Breakfast with Santa is always a hugely popular event, and it's happening at your Emporia Public Library this coming Saturday from 9 until 11. Santa, Mrs. Claus, photo ops, continental breakfast. It's all going on at the public library from 9 until 11 this coming Saturday. So, Pauline, anything else we need to drop on the folks here this morning?
You know, I'm going to just remind all of our families out there that library time doesn't end with Breakfast with Santa. We've even got a holiday cookie decorating event on December 22nd at 4:30.
Ooh, do you want to drop us a little bit of details on that one?
We're just going to have some cookies to decorate and some time for the community to kind of gather and work together on that.
Sounds good. Well, Pauline, really appreciate your time. I know you're going to be busy on Saturday, but looking forward to seeing you at the library both Thursday and Saturday. And congratulations. Welcome to Emporia, and I hope you have a great time here.
Welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. Happy holidays, y'all.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, Pauline Stachini, the new Emporia Public Library Director, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. Chuck?
Okay. I want to let you know here, too, that we've got the Newsmaker 3 in a second with Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Janine McKenna as we talk about the Christmas parade tomorrow night. Tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour, we've got a new interview, which was not in the picture here as of an hour ago. The Newsmaker 2 will be rejoining Flint Hills Technical College Annual and Alumni Fund Coordinator Karis Williams talking about Giving Tuesday opportunities for the college. The Newsmaker 3 now is on there for 8:40. This involves Amy Garate and Heather Wagner as we talk about the ACED UP Christmas tree lighting ceremony, which is coming up as well. Busy for the holidays, and if you have an event or an activity that you want highlighted for the holiday season, you better get us called so we can help you promote that. 620-342-1400.
Thank you, Chuck. KVOE Live in local sunshine, 32 degrees. It is 8:38. Now the headlines from ABC.
The water in Houston, Texas, not safe to drink. The nation's fourth largest city under a boil water advisory.
The system pressure was never zero. It always remained pressurized. It just fell below the regulatory limit. And that's why I'm not concerned.
That's Water Director Yvonne Williams-Forrest, public school in Houston.